produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Hello, good afternoon, good evening, good morning, and welcome to another segment of From the Heart of Dr. G with yours truly, Dr. G. Today, I want to talk about you only fail when you stop trying. You only fail when you stop trying. So, take a deep breath, exhale, and let's take this journey. In this segment, you only fail when you stop trying. Contrary to popular belief, failure is not when you fall. Failure is not when it doesn't work out. Failure is when you stop trying. You can launch a business and it's not successful. And everyone say, oh, your business failed. No, my business fails when I stop trying. That is my opportunity to rebrand myself, change my marketing strategy, figure out what worked and what didn't work, and get back up, dust myself off. You only fail when you stop trying. You do not fail when you fall. I know that sounds crazy. People say it all the time, but they fell down. Okay, that's nice. But failure is not when I fall. Failure is when I refuse to get back up. Because when you fall, trust and believe, if you're open-minded, there's going to be someone there, some opportunity there, God himself, to reach out the hand and grab you and pull you back up. But failure is when I say, all right, I'm done. Tapped out. It's over. That's failure. Failure is not when I bump my head and say, wow, that didn't work out the way I thought. In life, we have to take chances. We have to step out on faith and go after our goals, our dreams, our aspirations. And when we step out on faith, we're not going to always have quick success. We're not going to always have it go smooth and have 365 days of sunshine. Sometimes you're going to hit rainy days. You're going to hit a thunderstorm. You're going to hit crazy weather. Sometimes the obstacles and challenges in life will shake our foundation to the point where it's make or break. It's about what are you made of? Can you weather the storm? Will you bounce back or will you accept defeat and say, all right, it's over? Failure is not when you fall, but when you stop trying. When you decide that I'm done, it's over. I don't care how many years it takes you. I don't care how many times you tried to take that test and you didn't pass it. Failure is not in the fact that you failed that many times and you didn't get the test and you didn't pass it. Failure is when I say, I'm done. I don't care no more. I ain't going to take it no more. That's failure. But when you fall and you say, all right, didn't pass that test, but I'm going to study and I'm going to pass it next time. That's not failure. That's experience. That's building character. That's building perseverance. That's saying, you know what? I'm going to get back up. Yeah, that hurt. Yeah, okay, that relationship didn't work out. All right, I thought that was going to be a marriage. I thought it was supposed to last. I thought we were going to walk down the aisle. Why? That taught me about me. It taught me about my deal breakers. It taught me about not looking at potential, but saying you got to bring something to the table. Can't look at your potential. I'm going to judge you by where you are and what you're doing right now. I'm from the show me state. Failure is not in the fact that it didn't work out. Hear me. Failure is not in the fact that it didn't work out. Because some things are not meant to take us all the way to the end. Some things are not meant to work out the way we think they are. Some things are coming to our lives to teach us a lesson, to grow our character, to teach us about patience, to show us the true character and content of somebody in our life that shouldn't be there. Failure is not when it don't work out. Failure is when you stop trying. Failure is when you say, I just can't do it no more. Failure is not when you go to school, get a degree, and you don't go in that field. That's not failure. That was a building my resume, life experience. Because somewhere down the line, what I learned with that degree, what I learned with that education is going to help me with something I need in life. Every opportunity, every experience that we have in life teaches us, grows us, shapes our character, our build, our patience, our perseverance for something that we will need in life. That experience may not be for you. It may be for somebody you're going to minister to down the road in life. Failure is not when we fall. It is when we stop trying. It is when we give up, we tap out, we say, it's over, I'm done. You only fail when you stop trying. You do not fail when you fall. When you fall, that is a life lesson. It builds your character. It shows you, okay, either I'm moving too fast, I'm not moving fast enough, I got the wrong people in my circle, I need to change this, I need to tweak this, I need to open my mind to different opportunities, perspectives, and networking communications. Failure is not when we fall. Falling is there to shape us and to help us. Because think about it. A baby will fall 1,000 times before that baby gets up and walk. Failure is when that baby go, you know what? It ain't meant for me to learn how to walk. I'm good. I'm going to just sit on the floor and crawl. It's all right. I don't need to walk. That's failure. But that baby going to fall, going to look at you. I got it. Going to get back up and going to try again. I'm going to pull up on this furniture. Because think about it. When a baby hits the floor and falls when he's walking or when she's walking, what do? They look around first to see, all right, anybody looking? Because if somebody looking is going to pity party me, I'm going to bust out crying. But if you look at them and go, get up, you got this, get up, then they're going to get up. They're going to reach out and they're going to either pull up on furniture, they're going to pull up on what, or they're going to try to get up on their own strength. We need to be like children. We need to have people in our circle that's not going to be there and allow us to cry. Sometimes we may need to cry, but you need people to be like, all right, you cried enough, get up. And now what? That relationship didn't work out. Now what? Oh, okay. That business deal didn't work out. Now what? Oh, okay. It didn't pan out the way you thought. Now what? You need that now what friend. All right. Now what? All right. So what's going to happen next? And then we need to be like children where when they fall, they reach out. They reach out to grab onto something to pull them up. Sometimes we need to reach out. We can't be so caught up in our pride that we're afraid to reach out and say, I need help. Help me, please. A baby would say, help me, please. Help me. Help me. Help me get up. I hold you. Help me. And we need to be like children in the sense that we say, help me, please. And we need to reach out to people who will help us. Stop reaching out to people who you know don't have the resources or the wherewithal to help you. And reach out to people who you know going to help you. Because number one, they either going to say yes or no. And most likely they going to say yes because if they mean well and they want to see you do well, which goes back to who's in your circle, then they will reach out and grab you and pull you up. Who is in your circle? Because when I hit rock bottom, I need somebody to talk life into me and say, Whitney, get up. I have people in my life for every season. I got that person who I need to go out with and I just need to sit down and laugh and have a good time with. I got the person I can talk business ideas with. I have that person that when I'm having a rough season, they can be like, Whitney, get up. Come on, Whitney. Nope, we're not going to sit down. Come on, Whitney, get up. You got this. Come on. And sometimes that person that fills all these different capacities is one individual. Sometimes it's multiple individuals. But I have that in my life. You need that in your life
because you only fail when you stop trying. But if you have nobody in your circle to pull you up and say you can make it, then you are going to give up. You need to surround yourself with positive energy, positive mentors, people who will help you get to the next level. Then you need to also look at the fact that, you know what? Not only do I need positive people in my life, what am I feeding my spirit, man? Because whatever you feed will grow. So if I'm not looking at people who have successful businesses, for example, if you want to start a business and you're not looking and searching out mentors in that business to help make you get to that next level or provide you with the resources and the wherewithal and the info that you need, then who's in your circle? You need to watch what you hear, because if you're listening to negativity or people who are comfortable and content where they are, they're not going to push for greatness. So when you're pushing, they're going to tell you it's okay, it didn't work out. Maybe it just wasn't meant to be. No, you need that person to be like, all right, so that didn't work out. Okay, so does that mean that that's the wrong thing right now? Does it mean the timing is wrong? Do you need to change your strategy? What do you need to do, Whitney? Because we're not going to just stop right here. What's the next strategy? What's the next move? You need those people in your life, because failure is not when you fall. Failure is when you stop trying. Who is in your ear? Who's in your circle? What are you telling yourself? What are you feeding your spirit, man? Failure is not when you fall. Failure is when you stop trying. Don't give up. Don't let go. Don't throw in a towel. Don't abort the mission. It is not always going to be easy. This is your faith walk, because when you're doing something that has never been done, or when you're taking the time to give a yes to your goals, a yes to your God-given purpose, the road is not going to always be easy. You need to be able to say, you know what? Let's put a strategy into place. Oh, you know what? Let me stop having strategies. Let me stop trying to figure it out and always saying, well, I got to put my hand on, I got to work it out, I got to touch it, all right, I got to do this, that, that, that. How about being open-minded and saying, you know what? I'm going to sit down and I'm going to be open-minded and receptive to you downloading into me, God, what it is I'm supposed to do, who I'm supposed to connect to, what my next level is supposed to be. Time out for us trying to have all the answers. Sometimes it's okay when you don't know the answers. Sometimes it's okay when you don't have it all figured out. Sometimes it's okay when you are tired. It's okay to be present and honest that I'm tired. I'm frustrated. God, I'm exhausted. You need people that will pour into you, that will pray for you, not pray on you. P-R-A-Y, not P-R-E-Y. You need people that be like, all right, I get it. You're tired. And be okay to admit that you're frustrated, you're tired. It's okay if you're just saying, you know what, it's a lot going on right now. You know what, this was a lot. This was a lot. Confucius says, our greatest glory is never falling. It's not in our falling, but in getting up every time we fall. He said, our greatest glory is not in never falling, but in getting up every time we fall. So that simply says that we're going to fall. Expect it. Expect to bump your head. Expect to have not so good moments. Every day may not be rainbows and gumdrops and sunshine. Some days may be, you know what? It's tough. You know what? But there's a difference in knowing that, okay, I'm giving up, and knowing when I've had enough. Difference in knowing when you're giving up and knowing when you've had enough. Because think about it. Sometimes our paths are uncertain. And sometimes we think we're doing the right thing and we think that this is it. But sometimes you could be doing a good thing and not the right thing. You could be going a good job, doing a good job, but not your God-given purpose. So knowing the difference between, all right, you know what? I'm giving up. This is it. I can't do it anymore. I don't have the strength anymore. And knowing when you've had enough. You know what? This ain't for me. You know? This is not it. I have worked in capacities where I say, you know, it's not that I'm quitting. It's not that I'm a failure. But this is not it. I've had enough. This is not me. This is not what I was meant to do. This clearly is not my calling. This is not it. You need to be strong enough to know when something is just not you. This ain't it. This frustrated my spirit because this ain't it. I'm trying to do something that I may be good at, but I ain't supposed to be doing. I'm trying to do something that I'm not good at, and I'm trying to do it because I'm not a failure, so I'm going to try to see it to completion. But sometimes you need to know when to say I've had enough. And saying I've had enough is not me giving up. Let's be very clear. Saying I had enough is not failure. Failure is when you stop trying. But when you say you've had enough, when you say, all right, I've reached my limit, I've reached my breaking point, all right, that's a deal breaker. All right, I've had enough. Oh, we're done. That's it. Failure is when you stop trying. You say, you know what? I can't do it anymore. I don't think I have the strength to do it anymore. Maybe this isn't for me. Maybe I need to just go play it safe. That's when you start having failure conversations. But when you are mature, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and say that this isn't it. God didn't tell me to go down this path. I did this because I wanted it. God didn't tell me that that husband was supposed to be mine. I wanted that relationship, so I fought for it. So I did it, and I went after it. And then when it didn't work out the way I thought, I said, God, help me. God, fix it. And it was like, well, I didn't tell you to go with him. I didn't tell you to go with her. I didn't tell you that that was the relationship for you, but you wanted it. God would never go against our will. He gives us free will. He would never go against our will. So he would never say, all right, I'm going to make you take this. God is not a rude God. He is not the type that would be like, you going to do this. No, you have free will. You keep begging for something. You keep saying, I really, really want it. I really, really want it. Then he going to give you what you want. Be very specific about the prayers we pray, about what we ask God for, because you keep asking for it, you just might get it. So make sure you're very specific about what it is you want out of life, because at any given moment, you'll get it. And then you'll be like, you know what? This ain't it. This ain't it right here. This ain't it. And so you have to understand, failure is not when saying I've had enough. Failure is when saying I'm done. I won't try no more. I'm done. So understand the difference. Know when to say it is what it is. Know when to be like, you know what? This is it. Can't do no more. This is it. I won't do no more. Failure is not when we fall. It's not when we bump our head. It's not when we have to change the strategy. Failure is when we give up and say, "Yep, that's it. It's over. I'm done." Joshua J. Marine stated, "Challenges are what makes life interesting, and overcoming them is what makes life meaningful." Let me say it again. Joshua J. Marine stated, "Challenges are what make life interesting, and overcoming them is what makes life meaningful." Sometimes in life, we face challenges that are just obstacles. There are obstacles that pop up, you know, because nothing in life is promised to be guaranteed. So sometimes we face challenges, obstacles that pop up. And when we have these obstacles and challenges that pop up, we may feel like, you know what, that's a lot. I'm about to quit. I can't do it no more. And sometimes we are being tested. Sometimes people are trying us. Sometimes people are testing our patience, testing how far they can push the buttons. Sometimes it's not even people. Sometimes the obstacle just popped up because, you know, unexpected things happen. And sometimes the obstacle came to grow us, to mature us, to develop our character. And so challenges make life interesting. But when you overcome them, it's what makes life meaningful and memorable. Think about it. Think about the last situation that you came through and you were successful. You were victorious. Think about how you felt. Think about how stressed out you were. Think about how you thought about quitting, how you thought about, yep, this ain't it. Clearly, I missed the mark. This one for me. Think about how you had all of those thoughts going in your head. Maybe you had people telling you, yeah, I could have told you that was a bad idea. Think about all that. Now think about how you came out victorious. Think about how that situation turned around. Think about how it worked out in your favor. Think about how everything came together and lined up for you. Now that you think about that experience, you can smile. You can go, yep, that day that it happened, I was able to go, you know what? I did it. To be transparent, I remember my first IEP meeting because I'm a SPED teacher in a local school system. So my first IEP meeting, I was stressed. I was like, oh my God, this is a legally binding document. I have to make sure I give the accommodations, the goals, and everything this baby needs to be successful. Oh my God, oh my God. And it was stressful. It seemed like it was too many components coming together for that IEP. It seemed like, oh my God, it's just, oh, this is a lot. There were times where I was just like, this won't it. This was clearly not the field I was supposed to go in. Teacher won't it. Paperwork won't it. Clearly, this is not what my teachers went through when I was in school. And so I was stressed, overwhelmed, sleepless nights. And then the IEP meeting came. It was successful. Everything worked out. And then I had that aha moment where I was like, I did it. I overcame that. And now looking back years later, I'm like, I remember getting through that IEP. And even now when I may have a difficult situation, difficult parent, difficult staff members, I can look back and know that I made it through that. I can make it through this one. Nothing is too hard because I did it before. And when you do something before, you have a point of reference. Sort of like when God brings you out of a situation beforehand, you have a point of reference to be like, he did it before. He'll do it again. He got me through before. He'll do it again. And sometimes God will get us out of situations that we put ourselves in that we know we shouldn't have done it. We saw the red flags, but we did it. And he gets us out of situations and we're able to have sweatless victories. What am I telling you? I'm saying you only fail when you stop trying it. Don't give up. Don't stop. You're so close to your breakthrough. You're so close to the finish line. That's a life lesson. That's something that's going to build character. That's something that's going to teach you that you could persevere through anything. Don't stop. Don't give up. Don't throw in a towel. But then you got to understand knowing when I've had enough. When you reach your breaking point and you've had enough, or when you realize that, okay, I got everything I needed to get. I learned everything I needed to learn. Be okay with moving forward. Be okay with saying, I'm not failing. I'm just changing courses. I'm not changing the end goal. I'm just changing the steps that take to get to that end goal. Failure is not when you fall. It is when you stop trying. You completely give up. Every situation is not promised to be 100% sunny days, happy rainbows, gumdrops, Skittles. There are going to be hard times. There are going to be thunderstorms. There are going to be times where you feel like you're in a tsunami of life. But you got to push through. You got to persevere. You got to say, nope, I'm not going to give up. I am going to be victorious. I will overcome this. There is nothing in life I cannot overcome. You are phenomenal. You are a trailblazer. You are going to leave a mark on society that cannot be erased. There is nothing that you cannot do. The only thing that limits us is our own thinking. It is not the obstacles in life, but it's our perspective on if we can get through those obstacles in life, if we will make it, if we will succeed. Change your thinking, change what you speak, and know that there is no such thing as falling and failing. Failure is not when we fall. Failure is when we stop trying and we completely give up. Failure is not when we fall. It's when we stop trying and completely give up. Well, I know you have received some nuggets that will help you along the way. I know that this segment will bless your soul because it blessed my soul and it helped me realize that, you know what, Whitney? Don't give up. It's tough. You may not know how it's going to pan out. But it ain't always for you to know how. It ain't always for you to have the strategic plan. Sometimes you just have to have the faith that it will work out. The faith that God got you through before, he'll get you through this. And even if it doesn't go the way you expected, don't get upset, because use it as a life lesson and use it as a guide to help you navigate life and get to your next level. I like to close every segment with saying, let whoever think whatever. Why? Because our purpose is to go to the grave empty. We are here to fulfill a God-given purpose. And once we fulfill that purpose, when our number is called, when we take our last breath, we want to be able to say, I did everything I was supposed to do. I accomplish every goal I set out to accomplish. I fulfill my God-given purpose. But we can't do that if we're focused on what other people think or feel about us. So let whoever think whatever. Your path does not mean you're lost. It doesn't mean that something is wrong with you. It just means that it may be you're going to be the first to accomplish that thing. Reverend Lydia says that she says, live on the dash. You have a sunrise and a sunset. Do not wait till you get close to your sunset in order to enjoy life. Do not wait till you get close to retirement to say, I'm going to do this. I'm going to travel. I'm going to be happy. Be happy where you are. Be happy right now. Live on the dash. Live on the dash to the point where you're enjoying life. So when your number is called, when your time has come, you can know that you accomplished everything you set out to accomplish. You have achieved everything you set out to achieve. You have done everything you needed to do. Live on the dash. You only fail when you stop trying. You do not fail when you fall. When we fall, it is not called failure. It is called a life lesson. It is when we need to be open-minded and be ready and receptive to reach our hand up and say, all right, I'm ready for help. All right, I'm ready to look at it a different way. All right, I'm ready to dust myself off and try out a different approach. Failure is not when we fall. Failure is when we give up completely and say, that's it, I'm over. And then we have to be understanding and open-minded to understand that there's a difference between failure, falling, and saying, I've had enough. This has been the segment of From the Heart of Dr. G. Be blessed. Until next time, have a wonderful day.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Program is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Hey, this is Tam with The Real Tam Smith, your host today. And just want to welcome you to the radio show. And I really appreciate your listeners for coming in and taking time to spend with me. We are on our second show. And I truly hope that this is something that is a benefit to someone out there in the world, whether it be one person or 100. And just to let you know, some of the things that I share truly do come from the heart, and which is why I call it The Real Tam Smith Radio Show. So today I want to share with you a few things, but most specifically the topic would be in relation to self-care. We hear people talk about self-care on a regular basis, and I've come across different articles, posts, different women groups. You know, they want to share about self-care and how important it is to you. Sometimes you'll hear the work life balance, how to be a mom and be successful, or you know, it's even on a level of being a caregiver. You know, how to care for yourself in order to be your caregiver. So it's a lot of different variations of the self-care practices that are expressed from a variety of different sources. So one of the things that I wanted to share with you, it was actually something that I personally experienced quite often, but it was a little bit of an eye opener for me. Because we talk about self-care and it's like, okay, yeah, self-care is okay if I sit down and take a breather for a moment. But self-care can be a lot more than what is, I guess, presented to us face value. And what I mean by that is I had an event and it was out of town. So I had to make a number of arrangements to handle my household. So I'm an event planner. So because I am planning and working for someone else, my client, I'm making sure that everything is in place. You know, I'm making sure that the individuals that are working with me are all on board. We're all on the same page. Everyone knows what task needs to be done. Even to the point where I have, I call it the Smith sweatshop. When I have my little ones help out on occasion to do some little last minute task or what have you. But, you know, I do all this orchestrating and putting things together and making sure I have checklist after checklist, and we're double checking and triple checking the checklist. And, you know, I'm making sure that I have everyone else in line. And it was so funny. We got to the event, the event, and the night after the event, we all stayed in the same hotel room. It was a lot more economical for us to share a room with double beds. And we literally were only there long enough to lay down, go to sleep, and get up the next day and come back. So it wasn't a big deal. Well, one of the individuals that stayed with us noticed something which I, you know, have always just kind of brushed off, but it was actually pretty funny now that I think about it. But so one of the things that we need to do as women, especially far as self-care is concerned, is to take care of our feet. Well, I don't incorporate pedicures in my timeline for anything, unless of course I have something extremely special and I need to get dolled up for. But just as a general rule, that's something that is not even included in my thought process. So here I have planned, you know, we're working with a client and for a gala, no less. And, you know, we're handling all the details. And of course I had to make sure that everything that was being done was taken with us and blah, 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 blah. So we get to the room after everything is said and done. Of course, we're all exhausted, you know, one or two of us laying across the bed one way, another person is propped up in a chair. Another one is sitting in a little recliner. And I was kind of sitting in the corner, and I pulled my socks off, and one of my assistants saw my feet, and they was like, "Oh my God, damn! What is wrong with your feet?" So I'm like, "Well, yeah, my feet are crusty." So, you know, we kind of chuckled it off, but after a while, it was okay. Your feet are making me uncomfortable. And it was so funny to me. And I'm like, I have actually torn sheets, no lie, because I have neglected my feet. And it's not like I look like I've been dragged down the street on a cobblestone road or anything like that. But my heels in particular, I have three kids. And for those of you who know, of course, I'm pushing 45. So the moisture is no longer there. So they're drilling me on, you know, what kind of lotion am I using? What type of cream am I going to get my feet done? Did anybody tell me, you know, that there was something wrong? Because my feet, especially my heels, are so cracked and split and peeling. And it was like, it was truly, truly bothering them. So, you know, the next day, course, you know, I put on a little bit of lotion that one of the girls gave me, and that of course didn't help much at all. But when I came home, I thought about it and I say, you know, let me see what I can dig out. So of course I had some lotion, some good stuff, you know, you put on your elbows and your legs during the winter. And a couple of Christmases ago, my kids actually did purchase this thing called an Omapay. I think it's what it's called. It's like, it's got the little blade. It's like a fingernail file, but the blade spins around in circles. So you can actually do your own pedicure. So I'm like, let me find this thing. So I'm digging stuff out. I'm trying to find the batteries. I'm trying to see if I can find a new, what you call it? Doggone it, I can't think. A new file. And just so happened, I had a box with a file in there. So I'm updating all of my batteries and did this and stuff. And I had so much dry skin that came off. It was ridiculous. I could have probably made an ant mound. It was so much skin. And I thought about it and I'm like, it's amazing how I can do all of this planning for everyone else. You know, I made sure that my household was in order before I left. I'm a caregiver. So I also made sure that things were in place for my brother, and I made sure that my client and everything that they had to be done was in place. And, you know, I mean, details out the wazoo, but when it came to me, it was not even a thought. And we as women, people in general, but especially busy women, we have a tendency to do that to ourselves. You know, and a lot of times what I'll do is I'll say, oh, well, I don't have time, or I don't have the budget. It's not something that, you know, I need to invest in myself. But I will spend money on something. Say, for instance, I had a particular item in stock that would be for decor for my client's event. Well, because I found something nicer, granted, it's a tax write-off. Something nicer and not very expensive, I chose to purchase something else to give it a little flair. And like I said, I'm looking at it from the perspective of, okay, this is going to look nice and it's going to wow the guest. And this is also a tax write-off for me, or a tax deduction, but I could have realistically taken out those same funds and sat down in a chair at a salon for 20, 25 minutes to get a pedicure. And, you know, when you think of it in terms of that, it's like, you know, that self-care component is not just self-care. I'm literally ignoring my own personal needs. And I found myself doing that some years ago when I had my now 14-year-old, I would not take time to get my hair done. My hair was long. I would pull it up in a bun and just keep it moving. And of course, after time went on, I realized, okay, well, you need to do a little something different. So even my girlfriend, and who is also now my beautician, she used to fuss at me, and I would get my hair styled, and she would possibly see me the next day or maybe 2 days later, and my hair would be pulled back in a bun, and she would call me out on it. You know, like, you sporting that olive oil. And that's exactly what I look like. I look just like olive oil. I had a perfectly slick back, and I had a little piece of bun halfway perched out on the back of my neck. So it really caused me to think, what else is it that I'm doing to neglect myself, where a simple self-care could come into play? When we overlook the basics for ourselves, it's a trickle-down effect. I have a lot of stress. You know, all of us have stresses, a variety of stresses, depending upon what your occupation is, what your family dynamic is, what your health is, what your finances are. All of that plays a role. And when you're trying to handle all those things, you're taking it all in. So, you know, everyone says, oh, well, you know, part of self-care is, oh, well, you go for a walk, Okay, I go for a walk. I'm tired. You know, that's realistically, I am. I'm pooped. So to me, that's not something that I feel like, oh, wow, I really, really took time for myself. But there were some things that I actually did a little bit of researching just to kind of get an idea of some things that I can do or easily that wouldn't require any strenuous activity. And one of those things that I discovered, which I wanted to share, was, you know, making a list of things that you're thankful for. We'll call it a gratitude list. What are some things that I can sit down and relax and cause my mind to focus on one single thing? Even though I'm making a list, I'm considering this particular activity as self-care because I'm purposely sitting and making myself relax and not do anything. Even sitting in silence just to collect yourself. On occasion, if you're driving and you're in traffic, turning the radio off and just do deep breathing and sit in silence to give yourself that opportunity to collect yourself or you know, to kind of balance yourself. Some other things that you can consider doing is doing something creative. One of the things that I've learned, especially when I have an event coming up for a client, there's always a particular task that I will do sometime before the event that makes me sit down and focus just on that task. And typically I'll do it, say, within 2 to 3 days before the event. But I have found over time that this is part of what you can consider self-care, even though I'm actually doing this particular task, but I'm doing something creative. So some years ago, I used to enjoy making programs for, say it was a birthday party or some type of banquet. Well, I would put a special touch on it and sit. It would cause me to sit and actually do that particular task, whether it was literally gluing or Mod Podging these things on or putting glitter or specific handwriting or what have you, just something to make myself sit and be still. Another thing is making a stop doing list. And I actually, when I saw that, I'm like, that is the simplest thing, but it's real. Make a stop doing list. What are some things that can be avoided or some things that could be delegated? Sit down and make a list of things that can be delegated and that Tam will stop doing. Turning off your social media, stepping away from your phone. A lot of times when we sit down, you know, somebody's like, oh, I'm going to take a break. And the first thing they do is pick up your phone and you start piddling through the social media, and then you're seeing things, you know, some things you're finding funny, but a lot of it, especially with the climate today, we're finding a lot of controversial things. They have a tendency to get you upset and more angst. So put the phone down. Just sit down and just breathe. Of course, you can always do some journaling, you know, write out your thoughts, do a brain dump. I like to do a brain dump. And I have to, it takes discipline, but typically I'll do a brain dump when I have a particular project that's coming up and I'll put my thoughts out, and then of course I can organize them. But when I do that brain dump, I feel so much better because all of those different components that is spinning around in my head, typically at 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning, is on paper, or, you know, I've typed it up and put it on the computer, and then I can come back to it. You know, it's not that I'm liquidating my brain cells, but I'm actually putting it down on paper so I can revisit it. You know, sometimes one of the things that I have found joy in, and it might be for other people, you know, an issue, but I like to learn new skills. I really do. Like, because I do event management, project management is something that I do have interest in, and there are small little courses that you can take just to get a general idea of how to use project management industry format in anything that you do, you know, whether it's a particular job that you're doing, whether you are, you know, you're working on redecorating your house, or shucks, I even do have a little project management checklist that I use for when we have gatherings at my home that everybody in my house has access to, and it's a checklist. So learning a new skill such as project management and how I could utilize project management industry tools to improve my event management skills is a big thing for me. And that's part of self-care, believe it or not. And another thing, you know, give up trying to be perfect. I say that. And another thing is trying to give up trying to be perfect. I have an issue with that because a lot of times I will have what they call analysis paralysis. I think that's the phrase, where I overanalyze because I want things to be so perfect that I stress myself out to the point where I do nothing. You know, if I let go of that perfect, that word perfect, and just do, a lot of times in and of itself, it'll release some stress. And, you know, sometimes just sitting down and having a talk with a loved one, you know, someone that you haven't had a conversation with, and just a, hey, how are you? You know, nothing about business, nothing about the stresses. Hey, how are you? Or, you know, tell me about that time we went on a trip, and, you know, and laugh. You know, I have actually gone to a comedy show and laughed so hard, and it's just like you leave full, because you've had an experience that you typically wouldn't have had. And those endorphins that you get from laughter helps with stress and anxiety. So those are just some little things that you can do. And of course, of all things, if your feet are crusty like mine, please, 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 I urge you, get a pedicure. That is on my list for this month, a pedicure. I promise you, in the name of Jesus, I'm going to get a pedicure. I did a little bit of scrubbing myself, but it still needs some professional attention. And I'll make sure I take a picture and post that for you, for those that like uncrusted feet. But anyhow, I just wanted to share some of those things with you. And hopefully, you know, it'll cause you to have a thought about some things that you're doing to neglect yourself. I mean, self-care could be a variety of things. For you, you know, going to get yourself pampered. You know, people will say pampered. Well, there's things that you can do where you don't have to have money to do, which is just sitting and being quiet. That is one of the biggest things that you could possibly do. And stop trying to be perfect. Those are going to be my takeaways for today. And hopefully you've had a takeaway as well. So until next time, be blessed.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll free USA 1-347-850-8560. Toll free international callers 1-888-201-5313.